coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
In the twilight's last gleaming, think about that. Is there any gleam left? I'm Doug Hagman. Welcome to the Hagman Report, a very special edition of the Hagman Report. I have Steve Quayle with me, stevequayle.com, renaissanceprecious metals.com, Renaissance Precious Metals. If you go there, click on the link at stevequayle.com to take you to the Precious Metals site. Also, for his private intelligence briefings. If you're not getting those, you're missing out on a whole bunch. I'm telling you, just a ton I want to say insider information, but really not. It's it's proprietary, and yes, it's insider. But what I'm saying is, I'll tell you what, it's show prep for me. How's that? It's necessary to show prep because there's a lot of solid information in there. And I've learned, as a matter of fact, I was going through some of my things I printed out. And I've got to tell you that some of the things that Steve had said months ago are happening today. So, hey, it's tomorrow's news today. Stay ahead of the curve. With me is Steve Quayle, again, from stevequayle.com. I want to start the show off with this. Eric the Tech, if you can hit that.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and...
At the twilight's last gleaming. The title for today's show, Twilight's Last Gleaming, America is really no longer great, but it is now reprobate. How's that? I did it slow. Wow. It is. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. Steve, thanks for coming on.
You're welcome, Doug. And if you would have Eric put up on the screen, please, and I can read it. The stuff I sent you, a couple excerpts from John Whitehead's most excellent article, and I consider it one of the most important articles of the year. And I really want people to put up. So can you just throw that up, Eric, and I'll read it? Because I think it's going to set the stage.
Thank you. And thanks for reading it. I'm tripping over my tongue today. I don't know why. Go ahead.
Okay, Bob. It's because you got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Okay. And I think that, and Eric, I'll just kind of tell you to scroll down because I had separated out. But again, John Whitehead, outstanding article. And it's something everybody has to think about because obviously television and movie production, they have a lot to say. And in V the Vendetta movie, V for Vendetta, this is really an important subject for us to cover today. There is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there? Cruelty, injustice, intolerance, and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think, and to speak as you saw fit, you now have censors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and soliciting your submission. How did this happen? Who's to blame? And that's a direct quote from V for Vendetta. Now, I'm going to read Eric from Concentration Camps. Concentration camps, jails, private prisons, and detention facilities have been established to house political prisoners, and others deemed to be enemies of the state. Executions of undesirables, extremists, troublemakers, and the like are common, while other enemies of the state are made to disappear. Populist uprisings and protests are met with extreme force. The television networks are controlled by the government with the purpose of perpetuating the regime. And most of the population is hooked into an entertainment mode and are clueless. With Vendetta, whose imagery borrows heavily from Nazi Germany's Third Reich and George Orwell's 1984, we come full circle. The corporate state in V conducts mass surveillance on its citizens, helped along by closed-circuit televisions. Also, London is under yellow-coded curfew alerts, similar to the American government's color-coded Homeland Security Advisory System. Doug and Eric, just keep that on the screen if you wouldn't mind. I think there's another paragraph I want everyone to
Yeah, I've got that paragraph here.
Okay, would you read that one? Because that's really critical. The next one was the last one.
All right. Acts of desperation and outright anarchy are what happens when a parasitical government muzzles the citizenry, fences them in, herds them, brands them, whips them into submission, forces them to ante up the sweat of their brows while giving them little in return, and then provides them with little to no outlet for voicing their discontent. People get desperate, citizens lose hope, and lawful nonviolent resistance gives way to unlawful violent resistance. We are viewed as relatively expendable in the eyes of government, faceless numbers of individuals who serve one purpose, which is to keep the government machine running through our labor and tax dollars. Those in power aren't losing any sleep over the indignities we are being made to suffer, of the possible risks to our health. And they, all they seem to care about are power and control. And I just want to mention real quick, Owen Schroyer, keep him in your prayers. Of course, being locked up for simply speaking out. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I think it's time for people to really understand twilight's last gleaming. We've gone from the greatest nation on earth to the most reprobation nation on earth. And the whole world is seeing the heart of what actually the Ayatollahs called it, the great Satan. Now, I'm not justifying that definition, but I am saying the evidence to that statement exists. We're watching now the premeditated slaughter of, you know, the innocents, men, women, children. And it started out with a operation in which took down all of Israel's border security, border surveillance. And it's important that people understand this. I don't have a solution for the Mideast. God has a solution, but that comes 42 months from now. But what we are seeing right now, Doug, is a complete disregard for humanity, human life, children. And when anybody gets, I've been dealing with an emailer on kind of a self-righteous attitude about, well, you know, it's okay to kill Palestinian women and children. No, it's not. It's never right. But what's important for people to understand, I got, and I think I've read it on your show, or at least mine, but actual email, boots on the ground from border guards who are called off their position. The, if you will, the disarming of the kibbutzes, and it was all premeditated. I hate terrorists. I want to make this clear. I hate all terrorists. I hate the government that would seem to be self-righteous, in this case, the United States, that murders babies by the tens of millions. If you hand in or add in additional, not hand in, add in additional child sacrifice, child sex trafficking, we are the bloodiest nation on earth. But, you know, it's interesting. I see all these protesters in Congress are, you know, were Winkin, Blinken, and Nod. Actually, Winkin and Nod weren't there, but Blinken was there. And they're holding up their hands with blood on it. What does God see when he looks at the former United States of America? What we just read from John Whitehead's excellent article, and if you guys would link to that, that would be great, was the absolute polarization of the world being put into the powder keg, in my opinion, of Ezekiel 38 and 39 war, which precedes the Battle of Armageddon. Armageddon's 42 months down the line. From the time nuclear war starts, by the way, it'll be the shortest war in history. It'll be decided in the first hour, may take a couple days, but when you've got hypersonic nukes taking out the USA, NATO capitals, Great Britain goes underwater, Poseidon nuclear torpedoes, I'm talking about what's at stake here. The cavalier attitude, and I'm going to make this clear. People are already taking sides. Well, Israel has that right. Nobody has a right to behead children. Nobody has a right to kill indiscriminately. And what infuriates me, thank you, Jesus, what infuriates me is the attack on God's created excellence, his creation of humanity. When I hear the Israeli general, and it's irrelevant his name, but saying that we're going to kill them all, they're all animals. That's exactly what that freaking Hitler said. And again, Doug, I maintain the Nazis won World War II. You don't see them in their, you know, tailored SS outfits, but they won and they control the world from behind the scenes. As an example of that, when you dehumanize, when you vilify, when you nullify, you end up destroying. So this is really critical for people to understand. Look beyond the obvious. Now we've got a, you know, I'll call it bull sludge storm. Okay, be a sludge. It's even beyond, it's better than the other word. It's less offensive to so many people. Sludge. And, you know, the sludge comes out of cesspools, but hey, what does that make a difference? You know, you've got layer upon layer upon layer of manure, human feces, everything that goes into, you know, that kind of situation. And yet we're watching, ladies and gentlemen, the entrapment of the evil one under the most supernaturally charged hater of humanity, which would be Lucifer himself. Call him Satan. He's our adversary. But Lucifer is he who seeks to destroy all humanity. Listen, as a record, I wrote Genetic Armageddon 20 years ago, at least. And by the way, if it's more than that, I don't care. 2 decades ago. And today's technology, tomorrow's monsters. Then the last book that put out on the whole subject of singularity, transhumanism was terminated. The end of man is here. 20 years ago was near. 20 years forward, it's here. But ladies and gentlemen, the purpose of the Middle East conflagration. Look, you don't have to believe this, but if, for those of you who are capable of praying, take it to the Lord in prayer. For those of you that want to know if there's any purpose in praying, ask God to reveal himself to you and make himself real. But here is what's going to happen, Doug. People are going to, in my opinion, absolutely lose it. Because when this storm goes nuclear in the Middle East, and it's going nuclear, you're going to see powers of, destruction that so many people didn't even know existed. For instance, Egypt's had a nuclear program. Well, I can't see that on Wikipedia. Well, that's because you're on Wikipedia. There's so much subterfuge. In the days of Anwar Sadat, and I have a friend who was very close to him. He's passed away now. And to, let's just say this, the family. He told me about the amazing stuff God did behind the scenes to bring about the Israeli-Egyptian peace accord. But now you've got the situation where Egypt's got a formidable military, plus they possess nuclear weapons. So under the Sadat regime, Egypt's brightest and most well-schooled scientists were sent to the United States, as was Iran's under the Shah of Iran. And so the weapons development, much of it goes on behind the scenes. And you and I both heard the mocking, the perpetual mocking of Kim Jong-un and all this stuff. Yet no one ever investigated the fact that he was trained as a nuclear physicist in Switzerland under a non-North Korean name. Very bright man. And he's got, listen, if you tell somebody that somebody's smart, let's say someone invents something that's totally up, I just don't like that guy. You don't have to like him, but acknowledge that what he's invented may be used against you. And so this is what is happening. There's multiple nations that are ready to top off the USA. That doesn't mean fill our gas tanks. That means take us out. You know, the prophet Jeremiah, you know, Jeremiah is probably, I would say, the most frustrated prophet, as maybe that's why I like the guy. But the bottom line is he absolutely had to confront the Israelites in their debauchery, in their debasement, in their idolatry, in their practices. And yet he warned a pattern of when God begins to set a nation up, when they turn from him to judgment, what happens? We are in what I would call the Jeremiah phase. I'll add an IC to that. Jeremiah with an IC, phase of God's judgment upon the USA. That may be hard for people to take. It's really hard for the evangelifish to take because, after all, you know, they think we're returning to the happy days, you know, and they just don't get it. And what people don't get is this. You cannot blame anybody but yourselves. When I read, obviously, from Whitehead's article, you read it out loud, the part you did and the part I did. But the thing that struck me so harshly was Alexander Solzhenitsyn's famous statement from the Gulag Archipelago. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the January 6th protesters rotting, some of them in jail. I think two of them have died. We've got Owen Schroyer now in jail for what? Free speech? No. Put into solitary confinement. Solitary confinement. You know, he's not Hannibal Lecter. And the point is that you have the J6 protesters are Little League compared, and I don't even believe they were rioters. They were, you know, a peaceful assembly until those who set the whole thing up basically said, come on in, boys, sit down. Here's Nancy Pelosi's desk, etc. That thing was a setup. But now look at the presentation of those who are protesting Israel in you know, the halls of Congress or wherever there's I would say this leftist protest, it's acceptable. Any right, and when I say right, just conservative gatherings are considered what? They're considered enemy of those who gather are considered enemies of the state. And now we're seeing in Christendom, in my opinion, the split. The split will be Israel can do no wrong versus, I'm talking about the nation that you see, not the Israel of God. Israel was a man's name, Jacob. God changed it to Israel when he wrestled with the angel of the Lord. In the promise that God gave to Abraham, and all the nations of the earth would be blessed in Abraham. So, again, going back to the Hezbollah fighter's statement, he says it's not right that the children of Abraham would kill each other. Well, it certainly is right in Lucifer's eyes. Because, ladies and gentlemen, the three words, I'm not going to let them go. Genocide, extinction, and annihilation of the human race. And, Doug, sometimes, I'm not kidding, I can't scream, but I raise my hands to heaven, I like that. That's the best I could do. Lord, do what does it take to take the scales off your people's eyes? The number one enemy of all of us is deception. And that's why the gifts of the Holy Spirit to Christians, as detailed in 1 Corinthians, look, we can't discern the times. We seemingly no longer can, because we get co-opted. We, the salt of the earth, absolutely loses its savor. Light on the hill is so dim, you would need a telescope equal to, probably one of the ones in space to see the light. But the point is that we're now at this crisis period where there's going to be war specifically between Christians who are pro-Israel no matter what, and those that are saying, but wait a minute, who is the true Israel God? Neil, I have a question, and I'm sure you thought of this too. Why do Jordan and all the nations around them do not want the Palestinians in their country?
That's a great question. We're not going to take the Palestinians. Yeah, as well they should. I mean, they should take the Palestinians if they are one people. But, man, I am so with you on what you're talking about. Continue, please.
Well, again, ladies and gentlemen, I think it's Prince Rania, Rania of Jordan, you know, who was making valid points, but then someone called her on the carpet and says, but you in Jordan and your husband, King Abdullah, I don't like that guy, by the way. I remember when he came to the United States and went on a Harley Davidson ride around the U.S. Obviously, his entourage, all the stuff had to take place. But there's a reason nobody wants them. And Doug, I don't have an answer to that. And I don't have an answer to the Israel that we now see. That's the geographical confines of obviously what Israel is versus the West Bank, Gaza. That's not even the boundaries that God gave them. So who is manipulating all this from behind the scenes? Well, there's one and one only that has control of the whole planet, and that's Lucifer. And again, Grant, if you're looking down at all aspects of human civilization, and you control the heads, just like their generals and all of the hierarchy in the military. So that is true in Lucifer's kingdom. And what's happening, in my opinion, is he's moving all his chess pieces around on the board, thinking, I'm going to finish off humanity at one shot. Just look, in essence, giving low, hellish fives to each other. And you cannot explain. Look at the world. The whole world came undone. The whole world lies in darkness. Jesus says that the day is going to come when no man can work. And that's what's really in my heart, Doug, today, to get across people. Don't be quick to take sides until you understand what we look at has been done to the border. Who gave the orders in the United States to open borders? Now, what's the official number? 10 million immigrants?
Yeah, it's well over that. But yes, 10 million, I think, encounters or turn themselves in. 7 to 10, depending on who you ask. But multiple, many more than that gotaways. And we've got Unit 910 of Hezbollah in the U.S. as well. Terror cells all over the place. But no, you're not going to hear that in the news. Go ahead.
Well, and again, that's the kind of news I want to know. That's what God Bless Michael Yan is doing, telling you what's happening to the Chinese. But it goes beyond that. It goes beyond the prepositioned weapons by the billions of dollars worth around the country in strategic, what I would call, invasion camps that were placed here, even under Obama, placed here, meaning the United States, different places across the country. And then you've got the wild card of the narco-terrorists. You know, I cannot explain to people how much money they have. And the only way I know the money is obviously I see that. But what I do have access to is the amount of weapon systems that are being developed, not all the time, but some of the time being developed and sold to the narco-terrorist gangs. The narco-terrorist gangs have made deals with the Chinese. They're good businessmen with Hezbollah, with Hamas, with all of the, if you will, the movers and shakers behind the scenes. And meanwhile, that entity, that hellish figure of a puppet from the lowest depths of hell, wants to take our guns away. Ladies and gentlemen, they take our guns away. They come to your door. And I want to make this clear to everybody. They use AI programs now, AI, the powers that be that want to take our firearms away, to monitor all purchases of survival gear. This wasn't the case years ago, but it is now. And they're monitoring all gun sales if you use a credit card. That's the key. They're building profiles in the gun owners. And the late Greg Evenson, our heavenly brother, Doug, I remember he being on your show, you and I, we were talking about yard farming. Yard farming is U.S. Air Force, which made war on God about 14 years ago, basically saying they're going to yard farm people. Yard farming is another name for using strategic weapons, and not only strategic, but strategic weapons in the category of, you know, missiles and hellfire missiles and what are the other words, you know, just sophisticated weapons against individuals. And if you don't think that's possible, look at the last guy that was in Hamas. They blew him up in his house. That's what's coming to America. So, ladies and gentlemen, again, I'll tell you, don't give up your guns. I believe that's the flashpoint. I could be wrong because I thought, you know, as you probably did too, Doug, we talked on the air 20 years or whatever. But the point is, there's a lot of stuff that I used to, you know, believe would be the trigger point for civil war.
So, Steve, and let me ask you this. Okay, you used a word, flashpoint. Okay, what the hell is it going to take for Americans to get off their backsides and to do something, all right? I don't want to sound crude, but I'll tell you what. We're still sitting on our ass, collective asses. We have people being held in gulags, in D.C. gulags and elsewhere from January 6th. You have President Trump. I don't care if it's I don't care if it was Obama, to be honest with you. But you've got President Trump who is facing being taken off the ballot in Colorado right now. Okay, that's not right. And okay, you've got so many of these potential flashpoints. To me, the only thing I can think of, Steve, is for Americans to get off their backsides is really cataclysmic event. You know what that might be? That might be when the cable goes out on a Sunday afternoon when the game is on. I don't know.
Well, you know, that may be, but the idea, Doug, is there has to be an event. There will be an event. Dmitry Dudeman saw the Civil War. At the time Civil War broke out in the United States, that's when Russia's, they struck. And Henry Gruber's vision. Henry was a personal friend of mine. I've known him for decades. I'm just telling everybody that when he said, one of the last things he said, the last time I sat with him in Bozeman, Montana, before he headed to, I think, Oregon, then he went home and wherever he died. But he made everything about World War III starting in the Middle East in Gaza. Those of you who know that, Michael Snyder of Economic Collapse blog did a really good job on putting his prophecy with John Paul, JPG, John Paul Jones's prophecy. These are real guys. These aren't the dialogue. What would you like to hear? You know, today, the women who have more prophecies than all that exists in the Old Testament. I'm not kidding you. But here's what I think is going to take. It's going to take a slap on the face, a kick in the ass. Imagine 5 gallons of ice cold water being dumped on your head. This is a metaphor, and to shake yourself awake. The scripture says, shake yourselves. We are, in my opinion, we are dumb unto death. We are dumb, and meaning we don't speak against what's coming against us. And, I think I should do this. I think you should too. We just need to say what's on our heart. You know, we're trying to be, how should I say this, civil. But what does it take to wake people up? I know, interference with the Super Bowl. Oh, I know. American idolatry, it's the big night. It's interrupted. Why is that? You know, I want to share this. This morning when I wrote to you, Doug, and you can tell the people the timing. I think I sent the thank you about 7:27. And I'm sorry, a different one. I sent to a couple other people. I sent the one I sent to you at the same time I sent this. And as I was sending this stuff to you, praying about what we should talk about today, here's what happened. I was crying out to the Lord, and this was my literal words. Help me, Jesus, to stop the slaughter of the innocents. And here are the words that he spoke to me. Now, I'm talking about innocent Palestinian kids, innocent women, children. I'm talking about anyone who's innocent. They've done nothing. And, I didn't want to hear this, but I've written it so I can prove it. He said, you cannot stop it, but I have called you. And I went, here it comes, to declare my judgment upon those who slaughtered the innocents, whose judgment will astonish the world. And with this declaration, watch what I will do. And he gave me Hebrews. I was like to have scripture, Hebrews 10:30-31. For we know him, the living God, that has said, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, I will repay. The Lord shall judge his people. Then the 31st verse just kind of three-dimensionally came out before my eyes. I don't get this stuff once so many years. Very, very rarely, but it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And then I prayed, Lord, should I share this with the Hagman audience? And I felt I should, Doug. Yeah. Normally I sit on stuff, and I'll tell you why. I sit on stuff to look for a secondary verification. And I got my secondary verification in a way I didn't think I would get it. But no doubt in my mind, it was the Lord. And so the point, and I'm responsible for this, okay? God's saying enough is enough. And when I say I was crying out to God to stop it, I was praying, I was rebuking, I was praying imprecatory prayer, and all of this stuff. And by the way, God bless Craig Sawyer. He called me yesterday and he answered my prayer out of the blue. Okay. Out of the blue. And in something I was going to ask him to do, I never spoke it to him. Okay. So something's happening in these 2 days, at least in my life. I know I'll let Craig tell his own story, but in essence, thank all of you who are standing with Craig Sawyer.
Amen.
And, you know, a Child for Vets Rescue and Doug and all the gang at Russ's Shatter the Darkness.
Shatter Ops. Yeah, Shatter Ops. And thank you, Steve, for acknowledging that. And Craig Sawyer spent last weekend with him or the weekend before, whatever it was. Yeah. Thank you for acknowledging that.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I mean, I got to say this. Nobody in the world could have known what I was going to ask Craig to pray for me in person. And, you know, I mean, you know, I'm just waiting on the Lord to say, fly him up, Steve. And he nailed it on the phone. And the hand of the Lord was on him so heavily. He's got to, you know, I'll let him, Doug, call after we're talking, ask Craig to share what the Lord did in his life. And all of you who stood with him, sent him funding and help him. I want to open my shirt up, but, you know, say from that heart, I think I still have one. And by the way, it isn't cold. You know, I thank those of you for helping him, because if you understand a man's passion and his calling, you'll understand what Doug does behind the scenes. Look, nobody wants any banners, whistles, or acknowledgement. We just don't want the fecal contaminated, vacuous, indifferent, cranial skull haters, liars, and character assassins getting away with it. You know, there's a whole group of them getting ready to hit with a lawsuit, and we'll let them think, figure out which one's it. You know, the point is, ladies and gentlemen, these people think they can just malign everybody, but God is going to move. And this is something else he told me. I said, Lord, why is it so hard to preach to your people? Why is it so hard to try and get them to understand the lateness of the days, the lateness of the hour, why is it so hard? And the only impression I got in my spirit was this. He's saying, I am going to tear down the barriers of resistance to my pure word. Now, everybody take this, Lord, in prayer, because God has a pure word. If people pollute it because they're a false shepherd, they never mention the name of Jesus once in their sermons. They don't refer to the Bible. They're woke, broke, and they're, I would say this, determinedly deceived to the point of eternal damnation. I'll make that simple, okay? Who are you to judge? I don't judge. The scripture says it. You don't judge. If you don't declare me before men, I won't declare you before my Father, which is in heaven, Jesus Christ. There is no major call for repentance. There was a little call after 9-1-1. You and I, you know, obviously went through that together. And got together after that in the HQ Intel Alert and radio programs and everything. That's history. But it's interesting to me that out of the, you know, how long I've been praying that, you know, God.
You have been.
Yeah, I you know, but I have for a long time. And oh, thank you, Jesus. Because, ladies and gentlemen, the this is ominous. Okay, it's nothing to do. I you know what I like having God clean up the vessel I am. I'm a vessel, you know, and it's the purity of the water. You know, if you've got a corroded vessel, you know, that's what poisons the water. But I would rather be a crackpot holding water, living water, than basically a sewer pipe spewing sewage water and have 50,000 people in my congregation all going to hell unless they know Jesus. Well, how can you say that? Because the man in the puke pit does not acknowledge Jesus. And when confronted, do you have to know Jesus, by Larry King, Osteen denied it 3 times. And maybe somebody will go and put out a YouTube with a rooster crowing 3 times. You can know those who labor amongst you. So the thing that we are watching now in the Middle East is intractable. There is no solution. The powers that be are under the control of those who are usurping the Holy Land. Hear me, preparing it for the way of the Antichrist who sits behind the curtain, ready to come on the scene. He's alive on earth, ready. He has not yet been, I don't know who it is, been pre-possessed yet. I mean, Satan knows his timing. He knows when, hey, the world's ready. It's worth me getting into that human to destroy all the rest of humans. And the destruction of humanity, there is no stopping it now. But you can stop it in your individual lives. You can respond to the evil that's around you. And don't give murderers, I don't care, don't give anyone who says men, women, and children on any side of the equation or collateral damage. That is bleeping, bleeped up thinking. Okay? Bleeping, bleeped up thinking.
Amen.
And it's deception. And deception always ends in destruction. And Jesus' last words to us were, see that ye be not deceived. And deception is the order of the day. Look at our nation. We have, what would I call it? We have infantile paralysis in people that have gone to basket-weaving PhD schools. I'm being sarcastic. That don't know American history, could care less about American history, and they're happy in just basically spontaneous response to stimuli. Whether it's a video game, sexuality, whatever, they only live for the rush of the moment. Well, the rush of the moment is going to turn in the most torrential, hellific, H-E-L-L-I-F-I-C, storm that is going to sweep at least 100 million people into hell, because that's how many people are going to die in gone in 90 seconds. I've gone into great detail. I was taught this. I'm told this. I'm refreshed this stuff. But the time that Russia has from its nuke subs off the coast and its black hole subs, we can't find them. The hypersonic strike on Washington, D.C. and New York and all up and down the eastern seaboard, the military fields there, the command posts, the underground military bases, and even I'm told the Russians told NORAD, hey, you guys built your shelter. You can only withstand this. What are you going to do with our 50 megatons? In other words, NORAD, North American Defense, Cheyenne Mountain, cannot withstand a duplicate charge 25 and 50 megaton bunker buster bomb. Well, you can deny they exist, but when you find out they exist, it's too late. So, Doug, the times we have left together on the podcast, the times we have left together to warn, to try and encourage people to the best we can. And I want to say this. When somebody says to me, well, you leave us with no hope. I said, I always leave people with the only hope, and that's Jesus Christ, him crucified, resurrected, and coming again. Well, I don't want to be a Christian. Well, then, work out your own hope. What, your hope's going to come in fentanyl doses? A little smack will do you, you get high with a little help from Mary J. You just want to go, oh, I love being high. The only people that love being high are the ones that are there until they crash, okay? And so we're a nation seduced by pharmaceuticals. We're polluted, and I've changed the name of pharmaceuticals, okay? I know it comes from the Greek word pharmakia or pharmakia, but I call them deathaceuticals, okay? Deathaceuticals. The point is that the end of it is in death. Now, there are legitimate, drugs, but notice this, that you didn't need so many of them, and now we've got all of the diseases being brought into our country that were eradicated pretty much worldwide through U.S. efforts. And now we've got everything from dengue fever to West Nile virus leprosy, and new forms of madness to destroy us. And again,
yeah, I mean, and this is by design. Steve, hold that thought, and I do have a couple of follow-up questions on that. Folks, I just want to direct you to healthwithdoug.com real quick. I want to thank our supporters who support this program. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, because you do underwrite what we do. Thank you so much to our sponsors, including healthwithdoug.com. Folks, collagen. Did you know that one of the leading reasons skin begins to sag and form wrinkles isn't because of old age, but because our bodies, of course, are missing out on one essential collagen. It's collagen. You see, we produce 10% less collagen every decade once we hit 30. And I'll tell you, that's a problem. That's a major reason behind those pesky wrinkles. Adding just a little collagen to your diet, I do it every morning. I'm going to tell you what, it can have incredible, noticeable effects on your skin, your youthfulness, your appearance, and your health. Preferably, the sooner you do this, the better. That's why myself, along with tens of thousands of people, have turned to cutting-edge new substance to help reduce visible signs of aging. It uses the top five most researched types of collagen, which is essential for skin health. And by the way, your skin is your biggest organ. You can look that up if you don't believe me. It just supports skin elasticity and skin hydration. Hydration is so important. These five collagen types are very hard to find on their own, but they're all included in every scoop of this healthwithdoug.com. Just mix a serving with your favorite meal or morning drink and give skin the building blocks it needs to reignite a youthful glow. Folks, the best part I love about this is you get 53% off for the rest of the month. Well, I'll tell you what, or until they sell out. It's getting close, so do it today. Folks, you'll also receive several additional gifts valued over $500 free with every order, limited time, including free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, a free new ebook titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and free shipping. Folks, get yours now by going to healthwithdoug.com. That's healthwithdoug.com, healthwithdoug.com, and you will not regret it. Honest to goodness. You can't beat that deal with a stick. All right, Steve, the questions I had, you were talking about the 90 seconds. You mentioned that. Everything going on in the Middle East, is this the time for China to also act up in that arena?
Yeah, you mean in China and Taiwan Straits and
right.
stuff?
Right, yeah. I got three or four emails today about asking me about that, so I'll ask you.
Well, yes, and here's the thing, because again, when we're preoccupied, we moved our carriers out of the South China Sea into the Middle East. China's going to take their advantage of our, what I would say, engineered doom and destruction. But what I want people to understand is it's not going to be just simply China thinking they can wipe out Taiwan, because India and Japan, Taiwan and South Korea all have stakes in Taiwan's semiconductor factory. Even the Russians have a stake in that. So meaning that, quite candidly, China may anticipate taking Taiwan without any issues. But I'll put things into perspective. No one has faster hypersonic nuclear-capable cruise missiles than India. No one. They're on third generation. Russia, too. They're working together on it. No one has the proximity to the Three Gorges Dam than India. I can tell you, based on what I know, most of you probably don't know this. I think maybe I've mentioned it before, and I didn't know until someone told me. But India, in the Indian side of the Himalayas, where they're at in the Ladakh region, they had one of the biggest National Security Agency listening posts in the world, okay, because they can pretty much see all of China with all their electronic graph satellites, etc. They have all been removed from that that headquarters. So they are anticipating, Doug, that China is going to act. I hope I'm being clear, and that China is going to act to take Taiwan. Japan is so sophisticated in weapons technology that you could not even believe, and the ability that the Japanese have. Look up how many reactors they have. Look up how many plutonium reactors they have, breeder reactors. Look at all of the technology that Japan has brought to the world, from, you know, giant screen TVs to you know, transformer-like robots. Japan leads the world in BattleBot technology. A BattleBot is a robot, and you don't see it on the evening sludge news, you know. What I'm telling people is this. You're going to have multiple fields and theaters of operation. Everyone thinks that it's just going to be, and this is what obviously your listeners are asking, that it's not just going to be the Middle East, but now it's China's time to move. I don't know if that means in 3 days, 3 weeks, but I will tell you this point blank, they're in for a surprise. And I don't know, you know, the operational plans, but when you have four countries of prominence, I mean, South Korea's manufacturing, India's manufacturing. By the way, the pharmaceuticals that China makes, India has one of the largest pharmaceutical production companies in the world. And I specifically will say this. China's old, but India's older. The Vimanas, the flying craft of 6,000 years ago in ancient India, they are truly Aryans, A-R-Y-A-N-S. That's not the, that's not a boogaboo word, but very, very smart people, okay? And the idea is that many of their most futuristic designs come from thousands of years ago and functioning thousand-year-old blueprints for flying machines, creating artificial atmospheres. And that's pretty good for, you know, a country that everybody thinks is just, you know, the Ganges River and, you know, guys and people going around forehead dots. They're very, very smart people. And the Prime Minister Modi has the largest bodyguard assortment in the world. Assortment, I guess you'd call it, security detail? 5,000 men.
Wow.
That's huge.
I want to throw this in here, kind of off topic, but related. This everything going on certainly took Maui off of people's radar. We're not hearing anything about Maui. The events in Maui are being covered up by the events in the Middle East. Is there any correlation between the two other than the time frame in which things happen?
Well, yeah, the Middle East, listen, yeah, I think it's really, there is a coincidental time reference, a parenthetical insert. The children, you know, Doug, I was thinking this morning that we need T-shirts say, where are the children of Maui, or where are Maui's children? Everything that I've been able to do to reaching out and having people who can reach out beyond, you know, who I've access to, they're all saying they went into the slave markets of the Middle East and also Asia. Okay. Now, I don't know what that means. Is it the Third Street and I'm making this up, Thailand or Cambodia or whatever? I don't know that. But what I do know is look at all the diversion. And when you have a nation steeped in perversion, it's always going to, its number one reason to exist, if they're just totally perverted, is to divert everyone away from what's really going on. And that's exactly what we're watching, in my opinion. I hope that's answering your question.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, the children of Maui were sold. And then we put out a private briefing, and I'll just tell people, you know, it's worth the money. It's $150 a year. And that this year ends in December. I don't know, you know, what we're going to do the following year, renew it. I don't know, you know, old people renew at the same price. New people are going to have to renew probably, you know, even up to $50 more a year. Because, listen, it boils down to this, $12 a month, about 12, yeah, about 12, no, let's call it 13, $14 a month. They get, you know, 104 articles written by some pretty amazing analysts, science guy being the premier, but his friends. And trust me, when he tells where he's been, he's not making that stuff up on what he's done. Nor when the last time they tried to kill him, they really did try to kill him. It was a 10th attempt. And by the grace of God, he was allowed to live. And by the way, Doug, the very first time he reached out to me was an answer to prayer. And my first question to him is, who put the hit on you? I give you my word. That was my very first word. And he told me who it was, you know, and it was the, let's just say this, the people that control the Vatican from behind the scenes.
Ah.
They, yeah. And so, you know, I think it's not tough to figure that out. But the thing that I want people to understand is that there's nothing like private briefings in all the world. I'll second that. I'm telling you,
it's worth twice the amount that you're charging. Go ahead.
And where does the money go? The extra money? These guys all work for me. The private briefings is the responsibility of 4 paid employees, and I don't pay weasel wages. Okay, I'm looking for double W's. But the point is that. The cost of living is affecting everybody, and these are labors of love. And so the point is that, you know, those who are new in the private briefings after the first year probably going to have to pay more. But those who are already on with us and have been for the last 2 years, they remain the same. But I got to share just an anecdote. Somebody said, he said, Steve, I've been in some, you know, really, really unusual situations in the situation room. That's when they get together where things are really bad, where, you know, they look to the president and they wonder why he's asleep. But he said, I got to tell you, these things are more inclusive than what we get. And he said, I've seen the daily stuff from the director of national intelligence. There's not, by the way, none of this is classified, but it's open source. And again, Doug, I've said it, and you and I have talked about this. If you know the right questions to ask, you can get the right answer. Is that not correctly? Or at least an answer that they wouldn't answer unless you ask the question. That's what it
was. Yeah, in school, in courses, the emphasis was always on answering or asking the proper questions. If you're not getting the information you desire, you're asking the wrong questions. So you're absolutely right.
And again, what's interesting to me is the amount of people that will make no effort, but they've got an opinion on everything. You know, and again, I would just encourage you guys, you know, ask them what they've ever done if they take Doug on, or what if they take me on, and the haters. And by the way, you know, the AI programs are getting more sophisticated. If I mention somebody's name as being a badass, the AI programs will incorporate that. So I'm praying, God, teach me what words to speak. Teach me how to phrase them, because we're coming into a time, Doug, and nobody else ever said this, and I give God all the glory. I'm not kidding you. The point is that I remember hearing the words of the Lord. Steve, the day will come when you will not be able to trust what you see with your eyes or trust what you hear with your ears. You will only be able to know the truth by seeking me and asking me. Hello, people, AI. Hello, people. You know, all of the computer-generated capabilities now, the mocking or the being able to reproduce any person's voice, the entire artificiality of Satan's kingdom is to divorce and destroy all of those who are of us, are human beings. I'm only talking about human beings, not the hybrids, not the fallen angels inhabiting politicians, not the demons, you know, inhabiting all the pedophiles, not the appetite of demons expressed through humans in lust. And it's interesting, you know, we've watched this whole narrative. Those of us who were telling where the whole narrative of the gay acceptance is going to go, we said it would lead to pedophilia. And then we said, once that's done, it goes into animals and bestiality. And lo and behold, I said, God, and I'm serious. I say, Lord God of heaven, as Samson put his hand on the right pillar and on the left pillar, chained between those that put him into bondage, bring it down, Jesus. Bring it down. And I'm not kidding when I say that. Look, here's the deal. We got to stand up. And I was so blessed by Craig Sawyer's ability. Now, he's a real warrior. You guys know that. You guys work together. But his history in the military, what he's done, where he's been. And that guy loves Jesus Would that be a true statement?
I'm going to tell you, we prayed together, we worked together, we did a lot of things together, and that is an absolute true statement. Yes.
Well, and here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. Why are American kids not even a concern? Because they're not on American kids like Maui children. Last I looked, Hawaii is still a state. The bottom line is, why can they just be forgotten? Why can the 50 students or 50 children disappear on the streets? Where was that? Philadelphia or whatever, before a satanic high holiday?
There's over 60 and about 80 out of Cleveland.
Cleveland.
And an additional 30 Northeastern Ohio that we've been directly working on, and that's why Craig was up here. Go ahead.
Well, so I'm not making this up. I'm saying God root the face of evil off, for every American in denial is going to see it. I'm serious. Everybody wants to go to horror shows, and they go to the ones that make you vomit and con the film festival, and they stand up and clap as their feet try and avoid the body fluids that are running down the aisle. This is a true story. And, the more horrible, what happens when God gives that to the nation that has abandoned him? What happens when God gives that to the nation that wants to be baptized in filth? Because that's what the prophecies say. And the meanie mouth little glow worms in the, I'm a little teapot and the puke pot, actually in the pulpit. The reason America's dead, dying, and damned, going into the greatest period of darkness, is because the church wimped out, and the men and women, most of them who are called to God, are going home. They're going home, Doug.
I know.
And God will have to raise up, and I'm sure he will. And God is not dependent on men, but he does look for men and women to flow through. And I remember when I first became a Christian, I thought, Lord, I'm offending a lot of people. And I think I've shared this with you. And the Lord said to me, Steve, you can't offend dead people. Just pray for more wisdom. And I needed that to know who to speak to and when to speak to them. So what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, you want hope? Your hope is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not in returning to them. Do you remember when I was making seven figures in that job? Well, you're not anymore, and what you could have bought won't be available, and what you're driving now you probably won't get gas for, and what you're eating now, your menu is going to change dramatically, and you listen to those demonic, vomitous horror brokers from whore hell, whore, that are telling you you're going to eat bugs and mealworms, and then you allow Bill Gates to support them. We all who have ever had Microsoft, anything support him, and he gets more over the edge, over the cliff every day. Now he wants, obviously, block the sunlight. Mike Adams said it, just bottom line. Anybody who wants to remove your carbon footprint wants to, number one, kill photosynthesis, and number two, extinct the human race. So I don't give a Okay, I don't give that S word, what John Kerry or his daughter, I saw that and I went, that's not in a good way. We want to decide that 2 billion people need to be, basically genocided. They put it in a little bit flowery terms. Then you go to that heinous entity that's a demonic infestation in Canada, in my opinion, that's now wanting to kill kids, flashback, babies. He wants to be able to euthanize babies.
After birth, yes. And Canada's number one in the, if you want to euthanize yourself, I think it's at 4.1% of the deaths up there.
Yep.
Are government-assisted euthanasia. Go ahead.
The last picture I saw of, Fidel's bastard son, was a picture of him squeezing a little baby on the right. It slanted the kid's eyes. You look at that picture. Boy, I wish I would have thought of this before the podcast. And you cannot see any light in those eyes. You see the manifestation of an outpicturing, my opinion, of something so foul and so evil that, you know, like, oh, I care for this little kid, you know. I wouldn't have been surprised if his jaws opened up and he bit the head of the kid off. I'm not kidding.
And, so and what he did in China, too, with that basketball thing. Yeah, that incredible.
And ladies and gentlemen, ask, you know, there used to be a song, Open My Eyes, Lord, I Want to See Jesus. And I used to think, well, I mean, what happens if the Lord opened their eyes? They want to see Jesus. But on the mean, on the root, he shows them what the world's really like, you know? You know, Doug, right. This is a time that hope is in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn to the Lord with all your heart, because it's only going to get worse. It's only going to get that disastrous. Darkness is upon America.
You drove that home nicely. God bless you, my friend. Thank you for being my brother. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Support Steve Quayle. SteveQuayle.com, private briefings. Please do that. And God bless each and every one of you.